I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Deadly blasts in Turkey heightened insecurities over the secular-religious rift. Sat7's David Harder says partner Turk7 feels the pressure. Christians are often singled out in times of sectarian violence. The team shares the hope of Christ through programs produced in Istanbul. Harder urges prayer for them because
they are members of the community. They are the ones who can most effectively train and encourage the Christians who are living near them. And so Sat7 is working within the local community, making the programs locally because they will be the most effective to minister in the region.
Next, a Muslim mob stoned two Christians attending church in Ethiopia several days ago. The mob dispersed when one Christian ran toward the police station, but International Christian Concerns' Jonathan Racho says a church leader suffered a severe concussion and other injuries. Wahhabi Islam is growing faster than the Christian church there.
Unless the growth of radical Islam is curbed in Ethiopia, the attacks against Christians will continue to rise. Ethiopian government officials should be made accountable for failing to protect Christians against such attacks.
Pray that the believers will witness boldly for the gospel. And Voice of the Martyrs Canada is reporting that a 37-year-old Eritrean Christian woman has died while in custody in Eritrea. The woman succumbed to malaria while being held in the Wia Military Training Center. According to the account, she was already weakened by mistreatment she'd endured since her arrest in December. She was among the more than 2,000 believers who've been imprisoned for their faith. Pray that Eritrean Christians would remain faithful despite the pressure to deny Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.